Joining us this morning is Lieutenant Tim Lagarde. UMD attempts to combat the underage drinking problem, actually alcohol use by any students, regardless of their age, through a program called Alcohol EDU. It's an online program. It's designed to provide practical information and advice for a wide variety of alcohol-related situations, and it's mandatory for freshmen. As I mentioned, Lieutenant Tim Lagarde of the UMD Police Department joins us this morning. We also have, in honor of College Radio Day, some special reporting from KUMD News team member Rob Connell. Hey, Tim, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me here.
So, how much of a problem is underage drinking here on campus? And that, I guess that I should rephrase that. How widespread is underage drinking here on campus? Because obviously, it's a problem, even if it's a handful of people.
That's exactly right. It's a problem. If it's just a few people, it's a problem. And the issue with drinking and problem drinking is that it leads to other issues as well on our campus, which we have to deal with, whether it be property crimes or physical crimes, that sort of thing. So it's widespread. It always has been widespread, and we're doing the best we can to keep a cap on it.
The annual safety and security report says underage drinking arrests are down. Does that mean that the incidents of underage drinking are down?
I think the number of incidents are down. That's from what the feedback we're getting. That's what we're able to understand. I think the education component is helping in that regard. I think the turnover in administration and UMD housing and UMD Office of Student Conduct helps with that because they take different approaches to it. We're still out there keeping an eye out for what we need to watch for. But yes, our numbers are down, considerably down, whereas in years past, we would have maybe 400 to 500 alcohol-related arrests on campus or around campus. I think in 2017, we were down to about 60.
Wow. That has made a huge difference. So what is your opinion on the Alcohol EDU program?
The feedback that I've gotten on it has been very positive from the students that have gone through it. It's informative. It's not dry. It's actually pretty engaging from what I understand. And so it's been a pretty good approach by the university to tackle this problem.
As I mentioned, we've got some content here from news team reporter KUMD's Rob Connell. He went out and gathered some information, and we'll share that with you. He's got another take on those questions and the answers to them.
I wanted to get more than one perspective on the college drinking situation. So in addition to arranging for Lieutenant Lagarde to be in the studio today, I talked with several students around campus about the Alcohol EDU program and their experiences with alcohol. They agreed to talk to me as long as I didn't use their names. I asked if the Alcohol EDU program taught them anything and got these responses from an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old who, as of today, is 18, happy birthday, freshmen, both of whom live in the dorms.
A little bit. I guess it just makes me more aware. I know all the statistics, like the first drink thing, for example. I had no idea what the heck that was.
Yeah, I think I took quite a bit away from it because I never knew, like, alcohol content or, like what a standard drink was, essentially. And I think that was really helpful because I feel like more people need to know how much that affects their body, and especially girls who think, like, they can keep up with guys is actually the opposite. It's like, it hits you right away. So I think that was extremely helpful, and I, like, always bring up those facts around my friends.
I then asked them if going through the program changed their habits. Here's what those two same students had to say on that.
No, I already kind of knew like what my limits were, and I always stay in my limits.
Yes, I think it's maybe having like one drink and then following up with water. I think it was what it suggested, but I listened to that a lot more, and I don't see the point in drinking like a lot because it's just not fun that way.
I was curious about what incidents involving alcohol students may have seen. I got some interesting responses, including these, from the 18-year-old freshman and a 22-year-old senior who lives off campus.
Yes, one time my friend, she stripped and basically just ding-dong-ditched a bunch of people as a dare. She was 3 sheets to the wind when she did it.
I've seen a lot of people overdose. I know a lot of people that overdosed on alcohol or mixing drugs with alcohol. I've had friends that have died from alcohol or have killed themselves under the influence of alcohol.
Finally, I asked if they use any substances other than alcohol. Here's what the 18-year-old and 22-year-old had to say.
Yes, marijuana. Probably just because it's a little bit easier and it doesn't carry the same risk. Like with alcohol, you could potentially die. Marijuana, you can just really just be an idiot.
Tobacco, marijuana, and that's it. I don't smoke as much as I drink.
So I'm interested in, Lieutenant Tim Legarde with UMD Campus Police, I'm interested in what you thought of the students' responses. Sorry about that.
Well, I've been in this business for over 20 years, and I've been in at UMD now for 16. So I guess the answers there don't really surprise me. But I am glad to hear that there's a theme in those answers of awareness, and that's what we're trying to get across out there. We're trying to make students aware of what could happen if they engage in drinking or any other chemical abuse. Because, as I said earlier, those kind of things lead to other crimes, sexual assaults, property crimes, that sort of thing. So,
well, the one student that talked about all of the people that he has seen OD and the people that he knows whose lives have ended, that's fairly sobering. This is somebody that Rob grabbed at random. How many people out there have a similar experience? And we talk about that kind of thing now, where perhaps when you and I were in college, we didn't. Either, you know, I'm sure it happened, but we didn't talk about it.
Right. I don't think it was at the forefront back then like it is now, and I'm glad it is. You know, we've been fortunate here, while I've been here, that we haven't had a drinking-related fatality on campus. We have come close a few times, and that's what scares us. That's what keeps us going and what drives us with these alcohol enforcement that we do. To hear that and to have it displayed on KUMD and maybe get that word out there a little more, every little bit helps. And if we can make another person aware that these kind of things can happen, then that's all good for us.
You talked about your longevity as a police officer, but you and I both went to college. And we can remember that in the deep, dark recesses of our minds. Are the students who most need to hear this message the ones that are least likely to pay any attention to it or the most likely to make fun of it, dismiss it?
Probably. That's the best answer I can give you, because we will see, you can pretty much count on it, we will see the people every year, maybe not the same people, but the same personalities, I guess you could say, and those are the ones that we deal with every year. It seems like the same people, it's the same types of people who maybe cast these warnings off or this information off. I agree with you on that point.
I'm curious about your opinion. We talked a little before we went on the air about the difference in the way the world is now as opposed to the way that the world used to be then. Do you think that students are affected by the idea that it resonates with them, the idea that there's video, there are photographs, there are records of this behavior that exist in this day and age that never existed, thank heavens, when you and I were going to college, and that the idea that if they make a poor decision now, it may have consequences for them down the line.
Right. And you know, back then, we talk about it like it's a long time ago. I guess it was sort of a long time ago. You know, it was usually word of mouth that got those stories out. You sort of became a legend by word of mouth,
right,
through
but
the folklore,
eventually,
so to speak.
But people got over it, then something new came along.
Right. And I think today, you're absolutely right again, that there are a lot more eyes out there and lenses and people watching. And you know, look at the current events nationally, stuff that happened years ago before the cameras were coming out are coming out now. So now we do have these cameras. I personally don't think that our students are fully aware that these things could come back at them later on. I think we're in the beginning stages of that, but I think it's important to get that, again, build on that awareness part of it to let them know and let them see that the choices you make now might be significant later on in your life as well.
This will really start to sink in when this generation begins to have their own kids or they get out into the professional world and all of a sudden, you know, an old video or old photographs begin to surface. And
right.
then I think there will be a new tool in your arsenal to talk to students about their behavior kind of all across the board.
Right. And in some ways it already is. And that's why I say I think we're just in the beginning stages of it right now.
Tim, thanks so much for coming in this morning and joining us to talk about this. We'll keep having this conversation, and won't it be lovely to think that someday maybe we wouldn't have to bother?
I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be good.
All right.
Thanks again, Tim.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Tim Lagarde of the UMD Police Department, our guest this morning on Northland Morning, 103.3 KUMD.